Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Last week, I talked a bit about keeping animals safe relative to their own drugs and being vigilant for side effects of those drugs. This week, I want to talk about keeping animals safe from our drugs. According to some statistics, 50% of the calls to animal drug hotlines involve human drugs. The dogs get into our medication. And unfortunately, in our society, the top two drugs we consume are painkillers and antidepressants. I mention this because both of these medications affect our brains. They make us less aware of sensations. If we're taking more than one, or we're taking one of each, that will enhance the effect. Additionally, containers of these medications may carry the owner's scent. Owners who are in pain or feeling down may not want to take the dog out for walks, may not want to play with a cat as much as usual. So the animals get bored and they get stressed, and they're looking for something to do. And the cat gets up on the bedside table and starts knocking pill bottles onto the floor. Worse, sometimes if we hurt or we don't feel well, we don't want to mess around with those childproof caps. Now when the cat knocks the container on the floor, the pills spill out. Some of them roll under the bed, and we don't feel like getting up and hunting them, or we can't get up and go hunting them. And we can't remember how many were in there. And then all of a sudden, we have a problem. Just as last week, I recommended that you keep your pet's medications in separate containers, a little box with all of the cat's medications, another box with the dog's medications, and these are boxes with lids, preferably metal boxes with hinged lids, and these are kept in different locations. Up high enough where kids can't get into them is obvious, but I'll mention it just in case. You should do the same for our own medications. I walk in households with cats on the counter and I cringe. I cringe to see lineups of medication on the kitchen counter. Bedside tables, I already mentioned, that's another place for medications. As our population gets older, many people are taking more than one medication. And even though the information is out there regarding the toxicity of specific medications for animals, such as painkillers like ibuprofen, naproxen, Aleve, Advil, acetaminophen, Tylenol derivatives, antidepressants like Cymbalta, Prozac, Lexapro, even though the data is out there for these medications singularly because enough pets have been poisoned by them, the data regarding combination of these drugs is more scarce. So it's our responsibility as pet owners. Yes, it's going to be a little bit of an inconvenience for us to have to open a pet safe box on the bedside table or the kitchen counter before we reach our medication. But it's going to be a lot more inconvenient for us if the animal gets into the medication and we don't know how much, and we don't know when, and we don't know whether any signs we're seeing are related to that medication at all. It's a complex problem. It's an increasingly common one as we become a more drug-dependent society. So do your pets and yourself a favor. Put your own medications in a secure space, just like you put your pets' medications in a secure space. It may seem like a drag, but it's worth it because the stakes are high.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.